From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who's that? It's Jim Mars coming up after the break. Best-selling author. First guy to teach a class on the JFK assassination at college level. Former crime reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. He's here with me in Dallas at the historic Lakewood that was built before you were born, buddy, and me too. Now, listen, David, your case is the same thing that millions of Americans are putting up with every year. But because you are prominent and a well-spoken guy, I want to try to help you out as best we can. I want to get you back on the show for a full hour so you can really break all this down and take calls and hear from other victims of this extrajudicial medical tyranny. But the 4 or 5 minutes we've got left with you, you've got the floor. Where are you now? What else happened? You've been calling for help. You haven't gotten any. Your Second Amendment's just gone. There's no judge. There's no jury. The FBI instant check won't let you have your Second Amendment.
Well, I'm in the middle of a bunch of appeals. I talked to a Gun Owners of America attorney, and he said what I should do by myself. And then I got this other letter from the state. See, there was a bunch of petitions going to the governor. Somebody else, one of my viewers, started it, and apparently it got the governor's attention, which then sent me immediately to the Department of Safety, which then immediately sent out a letter asking for my carry permit. Now, I've had a carry permit since they began. I mean, I've never been in any trouble.
By the way, you don't need a permit for your right to own a gun.
No, it was the thought behind the permit thing was they just wanted people to know, you know, in other words, you had to go out and show that you could actually shoot one and hit the target. That's what it was.
Sure. No, I understand all that, but so like, where is it going now?
So right now with that, it's going to be more expensive than I thought. I thought it was just going to be one, you know, we'll get an attorney and we'll fight it and get me off the nicks. Well, with this latest letter, that means it's going to be at the federal and the state and the local level. So it's going to be going through three separate courts in order to fight this. So
now, again, no judge, no jury, no conviction. You're just, and you weren't adjudicated as mentally ill, just some little control freak at a doctor's office because you wouldn't let them cut your throat open and shove tubes down you. And, you know, who knows, shove up what other places. Now the little trendies have taken your Second Amendment.
Yeah, well, they've done that, and it's probably more than I can handle by myself. I mean,
listen, we're going to get you back on in the next few days on the big, you know, weekday show, but this one's big as well, but the weekday show's got about twice as many listeners. So let me just say this now. Give people your YouTube channel, email address for folks that want to help you, constitutional lawyers, people that want to, you know, support you in other ways. You got a lot of fans out there, brother, and they're the ones that are mentally ill. The people that want your guns are the bad guys. Your fans and you and me, we're the people that aren't crazy. We're the real Americans with these body snatcher, New World Order commies telling us that we're bad. So tell folks your contact info.
Okay, I am DSardy1, first initial, last name, and the numeral 1 at YouTube. That's my YouTube channel. My Hotmail is davidsardy@hotmail.com. I sent through Skype a link that I made up for a donate link to the legal thing. Something you did say that needs to be done. Anybody that has a case similar to mine needs to contact the Gun Owners of America because they said that this is something that they have documented happening before. So they need.
Gun Owners is saying they have documented or they haven't.
They have. They apparently this is an abuse of power that they.
No. This happens all the time. This is no millions.
Mm-hmm.
Now is that an Al Qaeda operative in the background? If a dog barks, that's a sign of evil as well. Perhaps that dog should be put on Prozac or have its teeth taken away. It's Second Amendment.
Well, they're looking toward the front gate, so they may be giving me an alarm that the goon squad is out there. But, yeah.
You mean our government owners? David, I want you back on for an hour this week. This is a big issue. God bless you. Thanks for coming on, and we're in your corner.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Jim Mars, everybody's favorite garden gnome, straight ahead.
That's the name of the game. Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
I'll get back up.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. The way they've always done before.
All right, we're back live, and Jim Mars is here with us on location. He was showing me what he bought at the Walmart earlier. They're selling little scissors. Part of the new sacrament in America is that all the feminists chop their husbands' testicles off so that they learn how to serve the New World Order better.
No, every reporter has to have one of these saying clip-out clippings so you keep up with everything.
Exactly.
And when people say, how do you know that? You go, here, I've got a news clipping.
Exactly. It's documented. That was an attempted lame humor, and I apologize to the family audience out there. I'm a little bit out of control. Jim Mars started his career as a crime reporter on the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. He's been covering the JFK assassination forever. And on top of that, he wrote the book that was used as the primary tome for the hit film JFK with Oliver Stone. And he joins us here at the Lakewood Theater in Dallas, Texas. This way you don't have to drive to Austin to be on the show.
That's right.
So you're right here with us. And I should be plugging our Dallas affiliate, which I'll do actually in the next segment.
You want me to tell you how many RFID readers and photo cameras I passed coming down I-30?
How many?
Well, I was counting them. There was like about 27 or 28.
Yeah, but 20 years ago when you warned people about that, it wasn't going to happen.
Oh, I was a conspiracy theorist and nut.
And, of course, world government wasn't going to happen. Now it's all public.
Right.
And the very bankers that, international bankers aren't going to get us. That's a conspiracy theory. But now the big mega banks are taking over.
Listen, 30 or 40 years ago when I was working, I worked with a guy who was with PR advertising for some big banks, and we used to joke about it. He'd say, listen, when they send you that World Bank card, don't take it. You know, now we all have one.
Oh, Time Magazine says the bank of the world and authoritarianism, but bankers, these aren't dictators. These are technocratic bankers. They're going to run everything, and they're going to raise your taxes, but they care about you.
I don't think so.
Oh, but the big six banks fund eugenics and say they want to kill us. I mean, that's loving.
Hey,
it's for the earth.
They were just uncovering a big banking scandal over in England right now, and the guy got up in the House of Lords and said, you know, this amount of money we're talking about here could actually provide basic health care to every man, woman, child in America for 12 years. That's how much money, folks, is flowing out of this country.
The wealthy West funds the mega corporations, world government. Our tax money isn't just corporate welfare. It's empire welfare.
That's right.
And we don't even get the booty.
No.
I mean, even if you were immoral, it's like you're paying for it. You're not getting anything back.
No, they get the booty. We just get the boot.
Exactly. That'd be a good bumper sticker. Let me bring this up. What is it like for you fighting the New World Order now for 30-plus years? Very prominent all over every History Channel, Discovery Channel, ABC. I mean, you're the go-to guy. Half the time I walk around the office, they'll have some History Channel or Discovery Channel show on. There's Jim Mars. What is it like for you to go from, oh, that guy that's a conspiracy theorist, to now secret arrest of citizens, military on the streets, license plate reading cameras, world government? But we're right about it all, but still we're bad. I mean, how do you describe that?
That's exactly right. Well, I've been kind of on the cutting edge all along because, you know, back in the mid-60s, I said, hey, the Kennedy assassination, that's a big conspiracy. Oh, you're just a nut. And then I said, you know, Vietnam, this war, it's going to end badly. Oh, you're just a nut. Hey, I said, Nixon's a crook. He's not going to serve out his term. Now you're just a nut. And so it just goes on and on and on. But when you stay ahead of the curve, see, now I try to tell them, hey, they're spraying us with chemtrails, you know. Oh, you're just a nut.
Even though the government admits, but says it's a secret program.
Oh,
but
secret.
You're kooky to ask. But there is a program, $7 billion a year at least, but don't discuss it.
And patents that they file.
Sure, but, you know, they don't discuss it.
But no, we don't want to do that. And then, you know, I try to talk about, you can even go to 9/11, and there's the theory that some of those airplanes have been captured, the computer captured
remote control.
By remote control.
They don't have drones. Those don't exist.
You can't do that. And now I go to the movies and see ads for the Air Force, and they're saying, hey, come join the Air Force. You can sit down there.
Joe Kennedy's son died in World War II.
In a remote controlled plane.
Well, yeah, he was in the plane behind the big bomber they were using as a cruise missile. Yeah,
right.
Remote controlling it.
Yeah.
But didn't exist in 43, though.
That was in 43. In the 1980s, I was interviewing an airline pilot for a big Boeing wide-body jet, and he said, you know, my job's just redundant. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the computer flies the airplane. He said, I'm just there in case the computer breaks.
Listen, I want somebody to find this, because I saw this live on C-SPAN, and it was a New York City police press conference with this weird soundboard. It's like cream-colored with holes in it behind them. Everybody knows what I'm talking about if you watch New York press conferences. And George W. Bush, the president, is coming to New York the day after. He's giving his, you know, we're going to get the people to knock these towers down speech. And he gets up and he goes, don't worry. We've got remote control on all the aircraft in the future. We're going to be able to stop them from doing this. And actually, somebody behind him reaches up and jerks on his shirt. And he goes, oh. But, I mean, I saw this.
I know you did, because what I have documented is that early in 2001, months before 9/11, the head of British Airways made a talk and said, you know, we don't have to worry about hijacking anymore because we now have the ability to capture the onboard computers and we can guide it into a safe landing regardless of what the crew or the hijackers want.
And then later I found out they actually, on those two aircraft that were used, they had the exact system was in place.
Exactly. You know, but of course that's just conspiracy theory, right?
They don't have remote control aircraft.
Well,
the entire Air Force in 8 years is going to be totally drone, but, you know, it doesn't exist.
Right, but that doesn't exist. Well, it's the difference between people who know things and people who watch television.
I think that is the difference. And of course, we make television. You know, we don't watch it, but we are on television.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Somebody who comes back from home from work, you know, sits down.
No, they keep us on the treadmill.
Watches CNN.
They're on that gerbil. Watches
Fox, you know, and then goes to bed, thinks they learned everything. And if they don't see it on CNN or Fox or read it in their local syndicated newspaper, then, you know, it can't be real.
Well, Tim.
And yet all I have to do is look around you, see what's going on. Do I understand that now the TSA is starting to set up spot checkpoints in Dallas?
Remember me years ago. I saw them on C-SPAN. They always tell us 9 years ago. They hadn't even made Homeland Security cabinet yet. It was 2002, early 2002, a few months before they made it an official agency of the cabinet under executive power. And they said, you're going to have to get TSA to get a job. We're going to be on every street corner, and it's going to be kind of a federal force everywhere. And we're going to train your police. And there'll be threat fusion centers. They have all these corporate leaders there, yes. So I've been telling folks, TSA's coming to your streets. They're now in every major city. And I've seen newscasts where you're driving down the road in Tennessee or Michigan,
right,
and they actually grab your wife out and grab her breasts on the side of the highway.
Okay,
it's a total act of submission.
Now, answer me this, because it's all due to 9/11, and it's all due to the fear of the terrorism, right? Exactly how many terrorists has the TSA caught?
They admit zero.
Zero. None.
But the Dallas Morning News says,
none.
Thank God they're helping. Forget 10th Amendment, states' rights. They're going to be at all the DART stations now there, and they're going to have to fill your genitals.
Well, see, then you can, using that same logic, you could say that they're protecting us from the vampires.
Exactly.
Have you seen a vampire around lately?
No. Well, I saw Jan DePaulzano.
Well, yeah, but she...
We're not sure.
We're not sure about her.
She's a dung beetle.
So, see, TSA has protected us from vampires. because we don't see any around.
Well, I used to make the joke that, hey, there could be a terrorist in a cornfield in South Dakota, send troops there. And now the government's saying, oh, yes, anywhere. We've got to protect you, so we've got to be everywhere.
That's right.
Who protects us from them, though?
Exactly. Who will watch the watchers?
Now, we're going to go to break in a moment, and I want to take some calls, you know, not in this next segment, but the segments after that. What is, because I never do pre-interviews, you know this, my friend, what is front and center on your radar screen when we come back that Jim Mars is going to have the floor while I hit the latrine? I'm joking. I'll do that during the break. What is Jim Mars going to be covering?
Well, that's a good question. I just need to take questions because there's so much going on, it's hard to pinpoint it.
You want to do that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, my big thing is if we're really supposed to be so afraid of worldwide, well-financed, well-heeled, deadly terrorist organization, Al-Qaeda, then the first thing it seems to be that we should be doing is securing the border. And yet, you probably saw the news film where they used a carjack and jacked up the fence. You know?
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. Look in the dark we follow.
All right, Alex Jones here on the road, coming to you from Dallas, Texas, where I'm going to premiere a film and give a speech tonight. And I invited Jim over. I'm glad he accepted. Coming up in the next two final segments, we're going to open the phones up for your questions or comments for Jim Mars or other issues you want to raise. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. If you want to join us, again, 877-789-ALEX here on this live Sunday edition. But Jim, during the break, you thought, wow, what do I want to talk about? What is most important on my radar? And you said it was?
Yeah, the move to try to get us into a war with Iran. You know, I mean, they've been trying this since the Bush administration. Everybody thought, oh, well, that was... And are we any better off? No, they're pushing for war, too. In fact, let me ask you, Alex, and I know you know this, of all the possible Republican candidates and Democratic candidates out there, who's the only one that says maybe we shouldn't go to war?
Well, he's the guy named Ron Paul.
Oh, you're not supposed to mention him. He's a non-person.
He can't win, even though he's number two or number three in all polls.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gets 70%+ all the military donations, because the military doesn't like him.
He gets more donations from the military than any
other. During some of these debates, they're like, how dare you not want war? How dare you hate our troops?
Of course,
we all support him.
The troops got it. In fact, but listen to this. This tells us a lot. He's got the most campaign contributions and support from the Army, the Navy, the Air Force. But wait a minute. According to the campaign numbers, the money coming from the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, zero. Now, doesn't that tell you something?
Oh, yeah. I saw those numbers. So the foreign banks that run
the
our
Pentagon,
military,
yeah.
They know he's an American, so he's the enemy.
That's right.
But isn't it encouraging that the military is awake?
They are, and I have recently been talking to...
That march happened today. Guys, will you look up what's happening with that D.C. march, with the veterans marching? What
yes.
happened with that?
Yes.
I'm going to ask the crew to look that up. With Adam Kokesh, we had him on. I want to cover that. Go ahead.
Well, I want to just say this, because I have an urge for the United States Army. I've served, okay? I've been in the military. In fact, I was in military intelligence, which even then I thought was kind of a dichotomy of terms. But what I want to say is that the oath of allegiance I took going into the U.S. military was to serve and protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign or domestic.
Does that mean big foreign megabanks robbing us blind with...
In fact, to me, the most serious enemies we have today are domestic. Now, the reason I bring this up, Alex, is because I've also seen the directives that have gone out to military people couched in so many terms, but basically saying you should not participate in any of these demonstrations or any of these marches that could be a violation of the uniform.
But Obama and a Bush are allowed to have them ordered out to stand behind them at campaign speeches.
Right, right. The point, though, here is that in the military, you are sworn to defend the Constitution of the United States. And you're also told that you do not have to obey an illegal order. Okay? The Constitution says we have freedom of speech. And in the military, as long as it's not security connected, you should have freedom of speech.
Yeah, you don't have it.
Especially if you're off duty.
When you're on duty, you don't. When you're off, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're ordered not to go participate in a...
You're still an American just because you're in the military?
That's an illegal order.
It is?
It's an illegal order because it violates the Constitution of the United States and the First Amendment. And your first obligation in the U.S. military is to defend the Constitution of the United States.
And here's how they try to play play that ignorance of the military, not just on saying, as the Navy put out, don't go to this Ron Paul demonstration or you'll be reprimanded.
Right.
Incredible. When they've always been told.
That's an illegal order, by the way, folks. Guys and gals in the military, that's an illegal order.
It is.
It violates the Constitution, which supersedes any other regulation or law.
Marbury versus Madison. They could pass a law saying you can barbecue black children on the White House lawn or whatever, and right. it's illegal. I don't care if you say you have a law. Hitler had laws, but it was pure bull, but expanding.
All those people killed in the Holocaust were done under the color of law.
That's right.
Judges ruled on it, and they went right on, and it was all there.
But listen, black people were slaves in this country and then couldn't own guns under law.
And it was the
law. You know what? If they said blacks weren't human tomorrow and were slaves, I say your law is full of garbage.
That's right.
Because the Constitution points out, this doesn't give you your rights. It points out rights that are there. And people criticize the founders that there was problems up front. It was those ideas that led to the abolition of slavery.
That's right.
But expanding. Under law, they can't give troops experimental vaccines. But they try to.
But they do it all the time.
And the troops had to learn, wait, you're not allowed to give me an experimental shot. So what if you say it's an order? The law says you can't do that. Again, they try to keep the troops in the dark. But the fact that Ron Paul supporters in the military, 70%+. That's got to scare the system, Jim.
You know, it makes me feel good because I'm hoping that means 70% of our military, which is there to defend the country, is there to defend me, not the banks, not the multinational corporations.
But I've forgotten that number, the Department of Defense.
Zero.
And all those big defense contractors, zero.
No, they don't want Ron Paul. And by the way, hey, the next time somebody tells you, well, you know, I kind of like what Ron Paul says, but, you know, he won't be elected and I don't want to waste my vote. You tell them, listen, jerk, if you'd actually vote for him, and then if all those people who said, well, I like what he says, but he's unelectable, would actually vote for him, he'd probably get elected.
Well, that's that mind game that we're going to say who you can vote for.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, and here's the whole thing. Everyone who's listening to this, you've got to take it on yourself. You can't, you know, you can't just count on Alex to take care of everything. You can't count on me. You can't count on anybody. You can only count on yourself. And what do? You've got to wake your fellow citizens up. And I don't mean preaching to them because that's not going to do any good. But start asking them questions and just get them to thinking and just say, like, you know, I mentioned, I think, in the last quarter, Say, wait a minute, if we're supposed to be so afraid of this international terrorist organization, Al-Qaeda, that is trying to slip weapons of mass destruction into our country and is so evil, then how come they haven't done one solid thing to secure the border? Get them thinking about that. Wait a minute, well, why haven't they? And that's because, let me tell you, folks, this is where the New World Order has kind of tripped up themselves. They don't want a secure border. They want open borders so they can flood this country and dilute the population, get us all conflicted, fighting with each other, so that they can push through their agenda.
That's the balkanization of amended plan.
The balkanization of America, absolutely. So they don't want a secure border, and yet they want us all fearful of this international terrorist organization. So wait a minute, you can't have both. If the terrorist organization is real, then we need to secure the border. And if it's not real, then we can talk about loosening up the border. But there's no discussion of that. We're supposed to believe in these two, you know, totally opposite themes. It's ridiculous. Get people to thinking and ask them about, well, what do you suppose brought down that third tower in New York on 9/11? And I guarantee you 9 out of 10 of them are going to say, what tower? You say, well, the Solomon Brothers building. And they're going to say, what? And then you say, oh, well, you didn't know that another building fell down.
Just search Building 7.
Just go get on the internet. Go search Building 7. Get them to think and start waking people
good
up.
Good points. More news, phone calls straight ahead. Live from Dallas, Texas, here at the Lakewood Theater. I'm Alex Jones, and this is...
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For a plug, but it's such great writing. Tell folks about a couple of your last books, any new stuff you've got coming out, and tell us about the website before we go to phone calls.
Okay. Well, for those of you who try to talk to your friends and or family and explain what's really going on today, and they go, well, what? How do you know that? Hey, wait, I've never heard of that. You can't prove that. Get my book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, a New York Times bestseller, and it tells you what's wrong and why it's wrong and who's behind it, who's to blame, and what you can do about it. And it's fully documented, so you can go to the websites, you can go to the books, and you can say, here's what's going on. Now, for the ones that really want to get advanced and find out, well, what's the big picture, what it's really all about, then I would suggest reading my book, Rule by Secrecy.
Excellent book.
There you go. And that will give you the whole nine yards.
The whole national security state. We've given the ultra-rich the power to operate in total secrecy with unlimited money. Of course they're running wild.
Exactly. And if you want to pinpoint who...
It'd be like if you left your house with four or five 11-year-olds for a month or teenagers with Jack Daniels and machine guns.
And tell them, don't get in the booze.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to find out, really, if you want to really get horrified, then read my New York Times bestseller, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, because that will tell you that we defeated the German military in World War II, and we defeated the German nation, but we didn't defeat the Nazis. In fact, at the signing of the surrender papers, that was the German Wehrmacht, the army. The Nazis were not even represented there. In fact, the same international banksters that had bankrolled Hitler.
The Bilderberg is Nazi.
Exactly. And created the Third Reich. They simply brought them all over here with the help of the CIA, Paperclip, and several other programs. Thousands of them, okay? And rolled them into our military-industrial complex.
To head programs from NASA to CIA.
To mind control, to pharmaceuticals. Why do you think they're putting fluoride in the drinking water?
My son has a children's history book on the Nazis. I think I meant to bring it for the speech tonight. He was back in the hotel with my wife. God bless her. She's sick or something tonight. I don't feel well. But the point is, in there it says the Nazis would tell people. I got to look this up. I'd never even seen this. But it was like a mainline big Scholastic book, the biggest publisher in the world.
Yeah.
They said the Nazis would give people shots saying it was a vaccine. It was really to kill them.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you think's going on today? Did you know that about the Nazis?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Tell us briefly when we'll go to calls.
Right. Well, they had a program where they were targeting, in the German, it translated to life not worth life, or not worth living. And they would go for people that they considered defective mentally, physically, whatever. And they would, they'd inject them, tell them to give them medicine, and just kill them off.
But that's what they're doing to us.
Exactly. Except they learned.
This is in a children's book. I learn stuff every day.
Well,
they said they would say, we're giving you a vaccine, and kill them.
And, of course, when they send them to the camps and they tell them, strip off, we're going to put you in this little room and we're going to delouse you, you know. And of course, they'd throw in the Cyclone B gas, you know. And see, you don't kill a lot of people at once by telling them, we're going to kill you. And they'll be able to fight back or something. So it's always for your good.
This film I'm going to premiere tonight. I've been so busy. And it just got finished a few days ago. I haven't thought up the right name yet for it to describe it. But it's all about democide, which is in the universities. You're a professor yourself. But that the public doesn't know about it. And democide is death by government. 260+ million last century killed by government.
Well, you know, if you want to go back to the United States government and go back to the Native Americans, come forward to the Philippine insurrection, and then just keep going. You know, yeah, we've killed more people than Hitler supposedly did. So I don't know. It's really something. People just need to wake up and get to their senses. We're good people. The United States gives more to charity than all the other nations in the world.
But we're gullible.
Put together. But we're gullible and we're naive.
Because we were the good guys. We think we're perfect now.
Yeah.
And it's just not the case. Let's go to phone calls. You ready? Let's go to Sean in Arizona. You're on the air with Jim Mars, live in Dallas, Texas. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Mr. Mars. Thanks for everything you've done over the past 50 years pertaining to the JFK conspiracy. But what I have to say today is a comment on the flight from Amsterdam to Detroit that Mr. Hassel from Detroit was on. I've been on that flight, and I want to share to you a couple quick facts. First of all, I was over in Germany, and I was told by my German host that when we flew into Amsterdam from Bremen, Germany, not to fiddle around with the Dutch authorities. They had the second toughest airport security in the world behind the Israelis, and they did racially profile me and others individually. It was really something to watch. And one-on-one consultations on a dais, and then they cut you loose. And what I witnessed, and this was in May, Memorial Day weekend of 2003, we had an orange alert at the time. When I was cut loose from the one-to-one consultation with the Dutch authorities, I went around the corner, and every Mid-East looking person, and that meaning Pakistanians, East Indians, Sikhs with headdresses, were all being searched there. Everyone, there was no exception. Everybody, even 80-year-old women.
Yeah, it was real security. No. They had naked body scanners at that airport and brought him through. The U.S. government got him the visa. He didn't have the other passport. And that's what Haskell saw, was a guy with high enough authority at the gate, at the secondary check, to say, you will put him on. And then the government admits that was their guy that got him on.
Oh, of course.
Is that the point you're getting at?
No, wait, Sean, I want to ask you something, because it does sound like that was a very stringent security checkpoint. Did they put their hand down your pants?
Completely professional. I mean, completely.
No. Here it's about federal government is your god. So we're going to have pot bellies grab your child's genitals. Here it's about domination.
Everyone who's listening, this put their hand down your pants, this has nothing to do with security. This has everything to do with making the public passive and accepting of just about anything.
Yeah, exactly. But, sir, to finish your point, so what is your point in the huge security you saw compared to what you just heard with Kurt Haskell, with the U.S. government demanding they get this guy on the plane?
Well, the key is this, Alex, and you've already said it, and what the majority of our countrymen don't know, it was impossible for any terrorist to get on the plane without cooperation from our people, because the Dutch were so good that they would have never allowed. That's the whole point here, and I've known it for years, ever since it happened.
It's on the record that after the Israelis, they've got the most, including naked body scanners. Listen, the underwear bomber was brought past all the security. That was later confirmed. Well, just like she brought right past it all.
Wait. One month after that, there were congressional hearings, and there were people from the intelligence community who testified to Congress under sworn testimony that the State Department was going to decline this guy a visa.
They were ordered to let him in, yeah.
And our intelligence services said, no, let him off.
See, so you were driving in. You missed it. I had Haskell on. He said it a month and a half before it was in the news. He saw it happen.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, it was on C-SPAN. Yeah, no, they run the... Look, they're giving Al-Qaeda control of Libya and Syria now.
And
come on, man.
If you go back to...
TSA wants to grope my family? I can't fly because Al-Qaeda, but they give them whole countries?
Right. And if you'll go back to every single terrorist big story from the Sears Tower in Chicago all the way down, at the thick of it, at the middle of it, you always find some government informant or some government...
Provocateur.
The whole thing's a scam.
It is. Great call. Listen,
thank you, Sean.
We've got like 15 more callers here. We're going to come back, give each caller 1 minute on the other side, final segment, and then Jim's going to give a speech. And Jim's such a sweetheart. He's like, well, I don't want to give too much of a speech. I just want to introduce you. Jim, I'm a fan of you. I want to hear you speak.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live here. We're talking about gardening boxes. What is this system you're talking about?
Grow garden.
I need to get one.
Yeah, it's a little, you grow your own herbs. You just got a little grow light. You grow.
No, wait a minute. They're shutting down the Amish and shutting down people with lemonade stands. I don't know if you can be trusted with a garden because, you know, they're starting to restrict them.
Oh, well,
you have to
true.
Have inspections to make sure there's not drugs because you're guilty until proven innocent.
That's true. Maybe I better not put any mint in the mint juleps I serve to people.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
It hasn't been government approved.
Exactly. Let's race through your calls here. Jeff in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just had a quick question for Jim. It's funny you brought up your books. I'm just racing through the end of The Rise of the Fourth Reich. And I wondered if Jim could go over on page 207. He talks about Otto Scorsese, the Nazis, the Egyptian Gestapo, which is known as the Muslim Brotherhood, how it ties to the CIA director, Alan Dulles, Richard Gelin, How
they run. Listen, the Nazis, British intel, our government, they run all the Muslim extremists. Go ahead.
Exactly. And that's because they took them over at the end of World War II, because prior to them, the Muslim Brotherhood had been a Nazi-run organization. So, you know, now we got not only fanatical Muslims, but...
Well, the Grand Imam, was that what was an actual Nazi?
Oh, yeah, and a big fan of Adolf Hitler. And, in fact, you know, I had an uncle that served the army in North Africa, and he said they had as much trouble with the Muslim Brotherhood as they did with the Nazis. I mean, they were fighting us over there, too. See, nobody gets told about the truth of history. We just get these little sound bites. And
but they're the good guys. They're putting them in charge now.
Oh, yeah.
The TSA goes in your pants because they need to put them in charge.
That's right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Making us safe. Safe. Wait a minute. Come on, folks. Freedom has never been safe, clean.
All right, grateful. Quick 30-second comeback, Jeff.
Well, I just wanted to say, if anybody hasn't read Rise of the Fourth Reich, every page is a jaw-dropper. Recommended reading to know what's really going on. I mean, it's just an incredible work of art.
Well, thank you very much.
And unfortunately, I've read so many mainline history books. Were pieces of it read? I know your book's accurate.
Right.
That's just incredible. Let's go ahead and go to another call here. Let's talk to Brad in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Brad.
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot. Jim, you guys are just awesome. It's nice to hear you both together.
Thank you.
I think you should get him on the show more often, Alex, because I know you have fun with him. And I'd love to hear you with your dad on there again on the show, because that was a great interplay. Your dad's...
well, he looks just like him. I think it'd be his body double.
Maybe
in fact, actually, Jim is my dad. Let's start a new conspiracy theory.
Me and his dad are going to hire out his bookends.
Hey, great. Good luck tonight with the show. And I'm a Prison Planet TV member. I love to see that stuff live if you guys could do it, but I'm sure you'll probably replay it. But best of luck to you tonight.
Well, it's a technical issue. If I could hire more crew, we could do it. I got skeleton crew, and I'm trying to hire people, whereas folks are working 7 days a week, and I was about to do it, but our IT guys would have to stay up there until like 11 tonight. And actually, they let me do it, but I can only deal out so much abuse here. But thank you so much. Get it up there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers in the next few days. It'll be up there for everybody. Let's go to Chad in Georgia. Chad, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a question about vaccines. I've got some friends who were trying to get their kid into school, and they basically said unless their kid had vaccines, that they wouldn't admit him into school.
Yeah, that's all a fraud, color of law fraud. There's no law you've got to have vaccines to go to school. Then they lie and say, well, if you're not vaccinated, you'll get the other kids sick. Well, wait, they took all the shots. They're not protected from the shots. The vaccine companies pay the federal government, who then pays the schools a certain percentage. In some cases, it's over $1,000. And this is all on record, to vaccinate. So they lie to you and say it's the law. There's a waiver, but still that's a waiver to policy, not to law. And now they're starting to lie and say it is the law, Jim.
Yeah, no, there's no law. But I would simply say to your friends, if you truly care about your children's health, and particularly if you care about their education, you might consider homeschooling.
Well, I know this. My children have not been vaccinated. They're sick about one-third as much as regular kids once a year. Some other kids are, like, sick every other month.
Right.
I never had a lot of vaccines, and I'm healthy. Everybody, look, they admit when you take the flu shot, it doubles your chances of getting the flu shot the next year. The Canadian government admits that.
That's right, because anybody knows about vaccinations knows that what they're doing is giving you a little bit of what they're trying to prevent. And so, you know, and it's something, there's something a fairly high, like 20%, like say they vaccinate you against chicken pox.
You end up getting
20% get the chicken pox.
No, they admit the UN program giving people the polio vaccine is what's actually causing polio worldwide.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that gets into a whole different thing, but that's because the polio vaccine was adulterated with the simian immunization virus.
40, yeah. Thank you, sir. Good points. Appreciate the call. It's total fraud. And again, even if you think vaccines are good, they lie and say it's the law. I mean, come on, they're lying to you. Stop.
They really are. There's no law. It's just like the, here we are almost at tax time, and there is no law that says you have to pay your tax.
Speaking of Ron Paul, they always say, how are we going to build a government without the income tax? And a lot of times he's standing in front of the Capitol, and he goes, well, we built this Capitol right here behind me without it. We didn't even have an income tax until 1913, and as you know, it was only 1% up until about 1950.
Right.
It was a temporary war tax during World War II. Let's go to Howard in Connecticut. Howard, you're on the air with Jim Mars.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Alex. Again, this is Eugenics. Hi, sir. Again, your work is great. I've read many of your books. And, Alex, your work is just incomprehensible. It's just unbelievable. Thank you for so much you're doing. We're hoping that you come up north here. We're in Connecticut here with We Are Change Connecticut, hoping that you're going to be in the Northeast in the future. I hope
I do intend to do a Northeast thing. I mean, I got like over 100 stations I need to visit. But I do intend to try to get up there.
That's fantastic. Definitely interested in the blueprint to defeat the New World Order. And anything we can do here at We Are Change Connecticut, we've got your back, sir. And just wanted to talk about the eugenics. You know, you mentioned all this stuff. There's a company called Reed Elsevier. Are you guys familiar with that company?
Reed Elsevier?
Reed Elsevier, right. It is a conglomerate that owns, because we're talking about the homeschooling and the vaccines. Well, guess what this company owns? This company owns, among other things, LexisNexis, the data mining for basically everything, CIA, FBI.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They also own Variety magazine, 15,000 propaganda magazines. They own Cell and Lancet magazine. They publish the medical books that are in.
Okay, so it's a giant holding company like Bain owning Clear Channel in the past. What are they up to?
Well, they're putting in the books, like hardcore books. My son goes to Catholic school, and his books have Illuminati symbolisms in it. They have mathematical equations, Alex, that they use disinformation in the equation. Like, for example, this is not in the book, but it would be two planes leave Boston traveling at the rate of X amount of miles per hour. How long will it take them to crash into the buildings after they were hijacked by terrorists? So they're actually using...
You know, it's politically laced. My son was playing some game called Brain Pop, a history game, and it was all, do we have total communism or partial communism? Because you play the part of the president in this game. And it's like, well, the total communism is not good, but the partial communism is like, do we have total taxes or only increase them on the rich? And then it's like, and my son said neither. And I go, well, that's bad policy. We need to raise it. So, yeah, I mean, the brainwashing is just off the charts. Thank you so much, Howard.
It's incredible. It's like, how many shots did Lee Harvey Oswald fire? You know, three, four? Hey, wait a minute. Maybe he didn't fire any at all.
They give you false choices. Real fast, Brandon in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead, Brandon.
I got just a couple points, really. I can definitely speak on behalf of the military trying to train people for against the Constitution and also being basically lab rats, because I just got done doing 5 years active duty. Then they tried to say militia groups are illegal, that you have no rights being in the military, and, you know, getting anthrax shot. You ask them, hey, will this prevent anthrax? They say, nope, if you had anthrax, you would die. Like, then what's the point of the shots?
No, they admitted that wouldn't. But by the way, that's illegal. We stopped them 10 years ago giving it because it's, quote, experimental. So they just brought it back. Exactly. It's incredible. They get paid by big companies to use you as lab rats.
Yep.
I actually just got diagnosed with called myxoma. It's a tumor in the jawbone that only, I think, at max 6% of the country gets.
No, all these rare cancers are exploding in the troops. They're killing you, sir. Yeah. I mean, they're eugenicists. They hate you. I mean, I can't believe this. So they made you take experimental shots?
Oh, big time. And the VA keeps sending me, ask me to get flu shots. I'm not going to get flu shots.
Folks, they're Nazis. They're the eugenicists who created the Nazis. God bless you. Just warn other troops, warn others. We can't get to Merrill. We're out of time. Jim, we're going to speak tonight. We'll put the video on the web, jimmars.com, infowars.com. Thank you for watching. God bless you. God bless you. Great job to the crew in Austin. Great job to the crew here and all the folks.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.